This is the City of Hollister status report for the board on their compliance deadlines. And at the front table, we have our staff member assigned to the City of Hollister, Cecile DeMartini, and her supervisor, John Robertson. And Cecile is going to be making a few remarks about the status of the City of Hollister.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Briggs, Chairman Young, members of the board. For the record, I'm Cecile DeMartini. I'm a water resource control engineer with the Water Board, and this is kind of my first presentation, so hello. I'll be giving a brief status on the City of Hollister's wastewater treatment plant and their current status on their compliance status on their orders. More specific details on their wastewater program will be provided by Mr. Clint Quilter, the City of Hollister's city manager, in a follow-up presentation after mine. Just to get the board back up to speed on what's occurred in the most recent past, the City of Hollister, you know, owns and operates both the domestic and industrial wastewater treatment plant. In 2002, the Water Board issued both a cease and desist order and administrative civil liability due to capacity issues and spills at both their domestic and industrial wastewater treatment plants. Quickly, the cease and desist order required an immediate connection ban to the domestic wastewater treatment plant and also required a termination of the diversion of domestic wastewater to the industrial plant by October 2005. The ACL was actually for the 15 million gallon spill that occurred at the industrial plant, and this fee was actually ultimately suspended on condition the City of Hollister fully implement their long-term wastewater management plan by October 2005. In July 2005, the City of Hollister, speaking of deadlines, actually did request an extension to the long-term wastewater management plan submittal, and the board at that time granted this extension. The extension was actually contingent upon the city meeting three additional compliance activities, these being having an updated long-term wastewater management plan submitted by December 2005, award contract for the construction of their domestic wastewater treatment plant and disposal facility by this October, and submittal of a report of waste discharge by March next year. Quickly on their current compliance status, the city has been working hard to meet their ACL deadlines that were established last year. In the interim, though, their industrial plant and domestic plant continue to have some violations. For instance, the current effluent limits from their industrial wastewater treatment plant, as you see up there on the screen, are for sodium and chloride are for 250 milligrams per liter for sodium and 240 for chloride. And the reported effluent concentrations since 2003 have exceeded these effluent limitations. On a good note, as you can see from, since 2003, they're on a downward trend. This could most likely be due to their salt management program and working with their industrial dischargers on their treating their discharges, the quality of their discharge to the industrial plant. The City of Hollister continues Well, actually, the CDO required the city of Hollister terminate diversion of domestic wastewater to the industrial plant by October 2005. And through their monthly reports, this continued through May of this year. The city of Hollister reported that this diversion stopped in June due to the beginning of the tomato canning season, but it's unclear as to if this will continue in the future. Hopefully, Mr. Quilter will be able to confirm this and let us know if the city has any plans for any future diversions of the domestic wastewater. On a good note, the city of Hollister submitted their long-term wastewater management plan by the first compliance activity of December 2005. Staff did reply with some questions to it, but they did make it submitted in time. As far as their current construction schedule on their domestic wastewater treatment plant, the city of Hollister has continued to keep board staff informed of their milestones and schedule. Just a couple months ago, July, the city brought it to the water board's attention that the CEQA process has been delayed by 2 months. Essentially, you know, it's staff's concern that this delay will hinder the awarding of the construction contract award by October of 2006. Essentially, the CEQA process is supposed to end next week. They have to do comments or response to comments, and then they have to. Then they're going to send out the bid, and we're afraid that they might not be able to award this by October, but again, Mr. Quilter can comment on that. Additionally, it's understood the city will not award a construction contract for the disposal portion of the facility until next year. The disposal facility final designs appear to be contingent upon acquiring 875 acres of disposal fields, which isn't anticipated to occur until May 2007. With this said, ultimately the city will be in violation of their second compliance activity deadline set in the revised October 2005 ACL and could potentially incur a penalty of $67,000. Wrapping it up, Water Board will continue to have dialogue with the city of Hollister and we will continue to keep the board updated on their compliance status and deadlines. And that concludes my portion of this presentation, if you have any questions.
Dr. Press.
Yeah, it seems from your report that you're not asking us right now to change. No, I know that. I know there's no action item there. Just from my perspective, we set out what we thought were very appropriate milestones, and I would just like to reiterate that I think those need to be met or penalties should be assessed.
The penalties are already assessed, so as soon as they miss these deadlines, they'll be triggered and they have to pay within 30 days of notice.
I just wanted to be sure that nobody was going to come and ask to be let off the hook there.
Dr. Hunter?
There is one element of the delays that I know I commented on at the time when we set that time frame, and that had to do with CEQA. And I understand in the staff report that the CEQA process is taking longer. Can you talk about that a little bit and what we know right now?
At this time, staff only understands that the CEQA process was delayed. I'm not sure, what led up to that. Mr. Quilter, I'm sure, could explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, I would like to know more because my view on that.
Come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
My view on that is that the agencies that are responsible for processing CEQA, I know, are understaffed and dealing with budget cuts, and I don't see that changing. And I brought that issue up before, and I think it's something I hope we recognize.
Right.
if we're talking about taking enforcement action, these are issues that are beyond the control of the discharger or the permittee.
And that would be one of their defenses.
I recognize
that.
But I think...
But I think we're setting schedules that at the time we think are appropriate, and so they're in the order.
I understand. I'm looking for these common issues that we are seeing occurring in patterns.
Yeah. So, Mr. Quilter, if you could come up, then we could, you could expound upon some of these issues that maybe the CEQA delay that Dr. Hunter questioned.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman Young and members of the board. A couple of things. With regard to CEQA, I think when we had come before you in July, one of the things we had talked about were some areas of risk in CEQA. When you start doing analysis, you find you have to do additional analysis, which we did. However, with regard to CEQA, our comment period closes September 11th. Based on comments we've received and discussions with agencies, we believe we're going to have our CEQA certified by that October timeframe. Mm-hmm. With regard to construction bidding, we're already out to bid on the project, and any comments we receive on CEQA we'll handle as addendums to those bid that bid process. Actually, our council authorized us to go to bid on October 21st. We'll be opening bids on October 12th. And so we'll have a good idea. We'll have our CEQA comments. We'll have a good idea if we have to do any bid addendums, and we'll be good to go. So we expect to open bids on the 12th, have some time to ensure that the bidders are responsive so that we can award a contract on October 30th. The other thing that's of concern to me, and I guess it is what it is, when we came before you in July, we laid out a schedule, and our schedule did not include having a disposal contract awarded by that time period, and we were a little surprised to see it in our revised timelines, to see the disposal portion, because we never believed we could accomplish the disposal portion. The treatment portion we did, and we believe we still can, but if you go back to July, you'll look at that July time schedule. We believe that was going to take longer. On the plus side, the 875 acres, that was done based on some very, very conservative numbers. And actually, the number we're looking for right now is closer to 225 acres. We've included a site in our CEQA document, two sites actually, one of them that's 225 acres, one that's smaller. The 225-acre piece the city owns. So that should be something that we know that we have. One of the things we've agreed to with our partners in the region, the county and the water district, is to consider other sites in conjunction with the Hollister Urban Area Water and Wastewater Management Plan, which is one of the things that will be done towards the end of this year, the first part of next year, that will go towards revising our long-term wastewater management plan and in support of our ROWD submission. So we have a site. We've evaluated it through CEQA, but we've agreed with them to evaluate other sites as well, because there may be better sites, and we're really trying to do what's best for the region. So we expect to award that contract for the treatment facility. I've stood up here before a number of times talking about the things that the city's planned to do. Now I have some things that we have done, and they're things that are specifically, they're not show the monkey over here. They're specific things related to this. One of the big issues was rates. The city council adopted new rates to support this project last Monday night. Difficult decision for them. They were a very high increase. They had to adopt a really high increase because of Prop 218. And because of bonding, they had to adopt a rate that will fully support those bond payments. We expect that when a moratorium is lifted and we start getting impact fees, we won't have to fully implement those, but they had to bite the bullet with the public of a huge increase, and they did so. So that was Monday night.
Mr. Quilter, are you telling us now that you're fully funded for your project?
Yes.
It's all in one to hear.
Yeah. The new rates support $120 million of bonds.
That's been an issue for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, and I know that's been a great concern of yours. And I almost wish Mr. Daniels were here so he could give us a big I told you so about how much it was going to cost.
I think he just did that.
Yeah. And as I said, our comment period is closed, or it does close on Monday. We have not received significant comments. We do expect some comments from some agencies that we believe we can work out in the time period. We have almost 6 weeks to do that. I also mentioned we'll be opening the construction bids for the treatment facility on the 12th. The construction time frame, again, you know, I think when I was before you before, I told you I wasn't going to be as arrogant as Hollister had been in the past about saying, by God, this will be done. Then I think I had mentioned that we were doing a constructability review. That constructability review identified about a 20 to 24-month construction time frame. The way we structure our construction contract is a 24-month contract, but then we've provided a $25,000 per day up to $3 million incentive to get that done the 4 months earlier, to get it done in the 20 months. And actually, you know, talking to my city engineer, he's had conversation with at least one general contractor that said that's motivating him to actually bid our project because he believes he can get at that incentive money for finishing in less than 24 months. So that's where we are. With regard to using the industrial plant, that was another one, and I'm not sure. We kind of expected to see that in the revision, too, because until we have the new facility, we are going to need to continue to use the industrial plant. We just are. We don't have a place to put water until we're complete with the other facility. With regard to industrial compliance, the chloride issue, that's primarily the domestic diversion is the chloride issue, which if it wasn't going there, it'd be going to our domestic plant. But as you'll see, that's going down. We are doing work with our industrial users. With the other agencies through our Water Resource Association, we're doing the appropriate study. I don't recall what legislation it is, but in order to regulate water softeners, there's a significant study process that needs to be gone through and a number of things. The group of us are going through that now so that we can regulate the softeners further and hopefully get that number down. With regard to the sodium number, that's primarily due to the cannery. They're the prime discharger into that particular plant. It's not all of our industry. It's that one industry. We fined them fairly significantly last year for not complying. That drove them to switch to a more expensive potassium chloride. What they do is caustic peeling of their tomatoes. So they've switched from sodium chloride to potassium chloride. And looking at our numbers this year, it looks like our sodium should be fine. We should be well under what that was. So we think we have the sodium issue resolved over there. So, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any board questions?
I just hope when the plant's built that it works in 24 months.
Yeah.
But I applaud you for putting this all together. I know it's been stressful and painful for your council and, mm-hmm. and you personally, but it's something that needs to be done for the city of Hollister.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad to see it's at least on its way.
Yeah, and we have, I don't know how many of you are familiar with CH2M Hill. They're one of the international leaders in water and wastewater engineering. We brought them on about 6 months ago to be our program manager. So they're doing that, coordinating some of the complexities and to ensure that we're keeping things moving the way they need to be and really feel that now we're not talking about getting things done. We've been working on things, but they've been the studies, and you all know, sitting on various things, how that is. But we're now actually seeing some rubber hit the road on some of these things. So.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Good work.
Yep.
All right. Moving on to item 18, our enforcement.